This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msimbi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. What a beautiful, blessed, rainy day. Wonderful, awesome, all things good and perfect. Today, that's the kind of day that we are having today, and I trust that you are as well, as you have joined or tuned in on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course Bongani on 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to this beautiful, beautiful month of April. This is the first Wednesday of the month, and I trust that you are awesomely blessed wherever you are, and I promise you that you're going to be more awesomely blessed if there is something like that, Lindiwe, today, because we have Prophet Richard Gray.
It takes us from power to power.
I tell you, all the way from International Christian Center in Pietermaritzburg to give us a word from the Lord for this beautiful month. What a better way to start the month. What a better way, you know, to hear from God. What is God saying from the mouthpiece of the prophet?
I tell you, you
better make sure that you stay tuned on your daily companion, 7 to 9 a.m. That's Cape Pulpit for you with Bongani and Lindy on the Father's Love Show, where we say there's a solution to all that you're going through, and it's found in the word of God. And today we're going to hear right straight from the mouth of Jehovah through his prophet, Richard Gray. And you know what? You can join in on the conversation, ask questions, comment by sending us a WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657. Just say Father's Love and send in your message. Lindy, you know what? We have a beautiful song by Cici Winans. It says, "It's gonna get better." I tell you, it's gonna get better. In your life this year.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Come on, that's all that I can say. Come on, you're preaching already.
What a beautiful song from Cici Winans. Indeed, it gets better. As I said earlier on, Bongani, I mean, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
And
the word says, this is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and to be glad.
Rejoice
and be glad each and every day, because that's what God has purpose for you for each and every day. Welcome to the Father's Love Show. If you are joining us, myself, Lindiwe, and of course, Bongani. And as usual, first day of the month, you know that we always have the prophet with us with a fresh word from the Lord for that particular month. And I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us as his children, as his beloved, on this month of April, even as we'll be celebrating Easter, as we celebrate the finished work of the cross. I know that God has a perfect word, because the word says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So without wasting any time, good afternoon, Prophet. How are you?
Good afternoon, Pastors. It's so good to be back again to give a word that I trust encourages people and gets them on their feet and going forward
in
the things of God.
Amen. We're so looking forward, Prophet. You can go right ahead and share with us.
Okay. I felt that if the listeners can understand, is that I never just get a word, and I say this for every time I minister anyway, especially as a prophet, I don't just get a word that I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
I literally, every time, even in my as a pastor, when I get a word, I wait on the Lord, and he literally gives me the word.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes And I'm sure as pastors also we have this problem sometimes. I call it a problem, is where you give a title and people think immediately, oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what I'm going to share might seem like, oh, come on, we all know that, but you don't know the scriptures and how I'm going to present it.
Yeah.
And some for some of us, you know, I've got the prophetic school, as you know.
Yeah.
And my senior years, Pastor Lindy would know, I keep saying to the students, you've got to be a doer of the word. It's no good listening to the word.
Come on.
It's no good hearing. It's no good having a knowledge of the word. If we don't do the word, then I believe, as the scripture says, that we deceive ourselves, which is the highest form of deception.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than the devil deceiving you. So, and then also both Paul and Peter, in different ways, said to the people when they were writing their epistles, they said, we remind you of these things. We stir you up by way of remembrance. We put you to remembrance of these. So I just thought I'd say that. So what I want to talk about is what God gave me is don't look back.
Wow.
That's the word that came to me, don't look back. And I've got some scriptures and meanings that I know will help us, because some of us are stuck in a rut. You know, they say a rut is a coffin, but just the two sides have been knocked out.
Sure.
You're stuck there. You know, you don't move left or right. You keep going. You never get out of it. And so Ecclesiastes 7 verse 10, and some scriptures I read from the Amplified, it commands us. It says, do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise or because of wisdom that you ask this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've heard so many times, even Christians, we get guilt of this. We say, gee, you know, it was so good in those days. I wish we had those days back where there was no corruption. I wish we had those days back when there was no violence and there was no increase of tax. The petrol prices weren't so high. I wish we could go back to those old days. And the scripture says we mustn't do it. And then in opposition to that, interesting enough, Jeremiah 6 verse 16 says, thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the eternal paths where the good old way is, because eternity is good in the past, good in the present, and God's word is good in the future. That's what he's saying. He says, where the good old way is, then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. In other words, God says, don't look for the look back in your past for the natural days, but you can draw from the word of God and the pathway that other people have paved, because God's word never changes. It settles forever in the heavens, and his word, because the heavens are eternal in that sense. We don't know how long the heavens were before the earth was created in that sense. And then, so we also have this promise daily where Jesus said, in contrast to this now, remember Matthew 11, 29, Jesus said, take my service upon you and learn of me. And this is daily. Mm. The Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. Mm. And daily we must not forget his many benefits.
Mm.
So, he says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And here's the phrase again, you will find rest for your souls. Exactly what Jeremiah said, or rest for your life. So Matthew 11, 29 is a verse and a promise that we must apply currently day by day. Because I tell you what, we all have challenges. We all have problems. Sometimes they're small, sometimes they're big. Sometimes it's a little fox, sometimes it's a Goliath. And either way, we can't let either one destroy us, because the little foxes spoil the vine and the Goliaths threaten us. So here we go. We've got to deal with both, you know. And then I felt to read a scripture and give a meaning of seven of the words in this phrase of scripture in Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14. We know it, but I want to bring out some of the seven meanings of words here, which I believe will help us. And he says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Can you see it? Forward momentum. Verse 13, I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured or made it my own yet. But one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. That is a don't look back mindset. Then verse 14, he says, I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. So quickly, in verse 12, the word attained means that, he says, not that I've already attained. It means that we haven't taken, we haven't caught on, we haven't come to the place, and we haven't received our perfection as yet. Then the word perfected, I haven't attained or am already perfected. That word perfected means accomplishments. It means a consummation in character. We still are being conformed to the image and likeness of the character of Christ. It means to finish the consecration, to make full and fulfill our perfection. So we, none of us have got there yet. And so we, that's why we still have to keep pushing. And you know, the greatest goal that I believe every believer has, more than our calling, more than our ministry, our gifting, our works, whatever, is to be conformed to the image of Christ. I believe that's key, because a lot of us can get great accomplishments in our gifts, but our character can be lacking and wanting. And as we heard in Matthew 7, where Jesus says someone will actually go into outer darkness, not because of their giftings, but because of their character. So then he says, I press on. So the word press here is the same in the original twice. So he says, but one thing I do, sorry, he says, perfected, but I press on. The word press there means to flee. You got to, like, it's almost like you got to run. You got to go with speed. It means to pursue, to ensue and follow hard after, even suffering persecution, but to press forward. And when someone presses something, that means something has to give. Is the devil going to give in, or are we going to give in? Because we've got to press. And I think a lot of Christians spend too much time waiting for something to happen instead of going forward. Because the Bible is full of commands that are forward momentum. Go. You know, take up your bed and walk. You know, stop lying down there. Stop waiting. You know, the man at the pool as well, you know. I've been lying here so long, no one, excuses. And Jesus said, take your bed up and walk, you know. The four lepers, why sit here till we die? Let's go up, you know. And there were so many incidences in the scripture where people waited, and that's what I call a sovereign-minded mentality. You're waiting for God to do something. When he's already done it, he's just waiting for you to go forward. In that scripture, call unto me, and then I will answer you. Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened. Those are all forward movements. So we can't look back. We can't wait. We can't camp in our past. Whether the past is failures or successes, a lot of people camp there, and they want to talk about the old days. They want to talk about old victories. There's new victories to achieve. There's new battles that we need to face. We can't run away from the present battles that are at hand. And then the word, lay hold means where the scripture says that for which Christ has also laid hold of me. That word means to take eagerly, to seize and possess. And I love that scripture, and I share it often with people. In Obadiah 1 verse 17, God says to us, possess your possessions. In other words, there are prizes and possessions and promises that people haven't possessed yet.
Come on.
They're there. The blessings will overtake us, which means they're in front of us, waiting for us to come around the corner and seize them, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like I said once before, Abraham never staggered, hesitated, or doubted at the promises of God because they were very big. That promise for a son was massive in comparison to the circumstance of their ages and their flesh and their body functions. But the Bible says Abraham never staggered at the promise of God, was strong in faith, gave glory to God, which meant he moved on, he walked forward. He went for it, and even though it took so long to come, he got it. And if Abraham hesitated at that promise, he wouldn't have experienced this massive, massive mega miracle that actually was a forerunner to even Christ being having to be born on earth and to get to us. I'll just finish this song, and then we can pause. The word lay hold on means, as I said, to possess, apprehend, attain, to come upon, to comprehend as well, to find and obtain and perceive and even overtake. So that's what God wants us to do. He wants to lay hold on those things that Christ has got for us. You know, it's like the carrot in front of the donkey. That for every race, there's a trophy, there's a prize. The Lord's got prizes for us. Not only in eternity, but prizes in the form of promotions, surprises, blessings, favors, breakthroughs. There's so many, and we've just got to keep moving forward. So I'll stop there, and then I'll carry on with the rest of the words and then some more scriptures that I've got.
Yeah, what a word, Prophet. Thank you so much. And as I was listening to you, and, you know, with the word, don't look back. And it's just, for me, it comes at the right time, especially after, you know, the announcement or the termination of the state of
disaster.
And it's just, God is actually encouraging us, even as believers, that let us forget the former things. Let us forget the things that happened in the past 2 years. But this is the time for us, you know, to press on, because God is doing a new thing upon our lives. The only thing that will cause us to be able to experience that which God has purpose for us, has laid ahead for us, is for us to focus on Him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This, for me, Prophet, it's a perfect word. It's a timely word for us. And I believe and I trust that our listeners are really, really grasping what God is saying to us at such a time as this.
Yeah. Amen. Let me not take words from your mouth, Lindy. Actually, that's exactly, in actual fact, you took words from my mouth. That's exactly what I wanted to say, that what a timely word. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm quiet, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, Lord. Here's Philippine, Lord, you are holy. After this, the prophet is still with us. If you want to join in on the conversation, send us a WhatsApp on 081-7291-657, or you can go to our Facebook page, live, and drop in your comment there. We'll gladly and appreciate it. And share, invite your friends to come and listen in together with us. Yes, Philippine, Lord, you are holy. Yes, you have heard right. You're listening to The Father's Love on Radio Kipupit with Bongani. And, of course, the beautiful, powerful Lindy Mcibi on this beautiful Wednesday, the first Wednesday of April, the 6th, 2022. Glad you could join us. If you are just joining us now, we are having Prophet Richard Gray talking to us, you know, giving us a word from the Lord, saying to us, don't look back. It's not time for us to look into the past. It is time for us to reach out and lay hold of what is ahead of us, what God has in store for us. Prophet, you know, there's a famous or well-known scripture in Isaiah 43, from verses 18, where it says, you know what, forget the former things of old, and behold, you know, and there's this part, Prophet, that I would like for you, you know, to expound on it, if you don't mind. It says, forget the former things of old, nor consider them. Amen. Prophet, are you still there?
Yeah, where is it, Isaiah?
It's Isaiah, Isaiah 43, verses 18. Isaiah 43, verse 18. You know, it says, let me just get it on my New King James Version of the Bible. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Actually, God giving us the assurance that, you know what, I'm about to do something extraordinary in your life. But here's the thing that I want you to do, because this is what, as you were talking earlier on, this is what I've been hearing from God, is that, you know what, it is time for us. I mean, you quoted Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 17, that it is time for us to possess our possession. But however, what I'm hearing, what God is saying, you know, we are unable to possess that which is already given unto us, because we are holding on to the past. We are holding on something that is behind us. He's saying, don't look back, because what is in the past is in the past. One thing that I've discovered about the past is that, Prophet and Lindy, is that we don't have power to go back and change. But we can learn from the past. But however, we can't change what happened even this morning. You know, when we woke up, we can't change. That thing is in the past. Therefore, we need to be more concerned about the here and also the future that God has for us. Because after all, His thoughts about us are good. They are to give us a future and an expected end. Hope as well. Because God has something new every day. I mean, for us, I mean, His mercies are new every morning. The Bible tells us He doesn't deal with us according to yesterday's mercy. So I'm hearing God, I'm hearing Him, and I'm hearing Him very, very well, even for myself, you know, even, you know, not only for our listeners, but even for myself, to say what's in the past, let it be in the past. It is time to move on. But I would love for you, really, Prophet, if you don't mind, but if you feel like continuing, it's okay, that maybe you share when God says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old.
Can I just finish the scriptures that I've got?
Sure.
And then I can shoot back to that, because I haven't finished explaining some of the words and the scriptures, which should go quickly.
No problem.
Is God says forgetting, which is interesting, that very word, scripture in Isaiah, forgetting what lies behind, God says, lose it out of your mind.
Come on.
Neglected. It means be forgetful of. In other words, you know, they say forgive and forget, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very important, because you forget by faith. Because if you remember something, that means you will meditate on it, talk about it, and that can be a hook and an anchor even that prevents you from going forward. So that's what God says. That's what forgiveness is for.
Yeah,
we have to forgive. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive people. If we don't forgive, we cannot move on. And in fact, the one scripture that I just feel to say that now is that somebody needs to forgive as I'm talking, because Jesus said in Matthew 18 and Mark 11, both times He said to the believer, if we don't forgive, that God will hand us over into the tormentors, and which means that demons. In other words, you'll be put in a prison. And that prison is like a financial prison. It's a prison that prevents you from being blessed. It's a prison that, because what does a prison do? It stops you from moving on in the normal life that you should have moved on. So that's why it's so important to forgive. That is the biggest thing that we have to do. Forgive government. Forgive the politicians, forgive your teacher, forgive your parents, forgive the educators, forgive the World Health Organization, you know, because we know they're wrong. Forgive China, literally, forgive Russia. Because, you know, unforgiveness, one of the signs of unforgiveness is to keep talking around. It's like the dog has returned to its vomit, and then it goes back there and it eats its vomit again. And that's what unforgiveness is. You go to the place of the crime, as it were, and you just keep talking about it, you keep rehearsing it. And that's what God kind of said to the Israelites. You've been in this mountain long enough. You've circled this mountain actually long enough. Get up and go north, you know. And so then the next words there, so that's why I said earlier, stop camping in your past, whether you've had failures, successes, or hurts, or trials, or triumphs. And then it says reaching or straining forward to that which lies ahead means you've got to stretch yourself forward and point something and reach forth. In other words, it's exertion. It's not easy sometimes. It's like giving birth. It's like travail. It's like doing exercises. We can't, and some things are tough in life. You know, so we've got to reach forward. And then he says, I press toward the goal. That word press again means to follow hard after, to go forward, to pursue toward the goal. And then it says the goal of the prize of God for the upward calling. And that word upward means to go to the top, to go above, to go to the brim, to go right up. And again, who is the top of our lives? It's Christ, our first love. But we actually have to pursue Jesus. And when we pursue Jesus, and looking into him, as Pastor Lindiwe said, then all these things will begin to unfold in our lives. And Jesus said, interesting, this is the probably the second smallest scripture in the Bible, in Luke 17:32, taken from Genesis 19:26, where Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. And in Genesis 19, verse 26, it says, but Lot's wife looked back behind him. Interesting. Looked, actually forced Lot out the way to look behind him because he was in her way, in a sense, in a good way. But she pushed her way behind, to look behind him. And then it says, and she became a pillar of salt. And we know that, that salt is good in one sense, but to be a pillar of salt, that means you reduce to just doing nothing. You stop functioning, you're working, stop working. And we know salt is also used to destroy plants. If I'm not mistaken, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that they destroyed a certain territory, then they threw salt there because salt has a way of poisoning plants, even though it's good for us. But too much of salt can be poisonous. And then in Luke 9:62, this is a scripture that Pastor Fred gave me when I started our church 32 years ago here in Maritzburg. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back to the things behind is fit for the kingdom of God. My goodness. So that's when people give up, like Judas, Demas, Adonijah, Absalom, Hophni's and Phinehas, all these guys, Jezebel and Ahab, and all these other guys that were bad. Some of them started off good, even like Balaam maybe, and then they looked back. They went backwards. And you know the Bible says we must walk by faith and not by sight. Just that fact of the word walk means forward momentum. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:7. And the Amplified says, for we walk by faith, we regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief, our faith, respecting man's relationship to God and whatever divine things, oh gosh, it carries on, not by sight or appearance. So some people are allowing circumstances or the media, you know, like what's the good of getting into business now? What's the good of pursuing life, because you know things are just going to get worse. That is the underwritten lie of the devil. But as for the church, Jesus said, I'll build my church, and of the increase of its government and peace there'll be no end. So we are always going forward, onward and upward. God is not leaving us behind. And even in the church circles, there's some doctrines we have to leave behind. That's what I believe it means in Isaiah 18:43, verse 18. Remember not the former things. You build upon the old doctrines.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have to, for example, I met a believer today in a particular denomination who knew nothing about the prophet's ministry.
What?
And he was an elder in the church.
Sure.
And I had something to do with him. And when I told him what I did, he used this word, which shows you he's never heard it before. He says, and he's a grown man with children. Mm. He said, could you and your wife prophesize over me? He couldn't even pronounce the word properly. He's never heard in his church the word prophesy. And he used the word prophesize, which shows, like, my goodness, you know?
Yeah.
And so people like that who are bound in certain denominations, especially the mainline ones, they need to come out and get. And the Bible talks about in 1 Peter 1 verse 11, and I just forget the scripture, but it's in Peter, which says it talks about present truth. We have to catch up where the church is, where the Holy Spirit's leading us. Otherwise, we will fall behind. Because if we're not in step with the Holy Spirit, we actually backslidden.
Mm.
And that's what I see in this Isaiah 43 as well. Considering the things of old, you know, that we did it this way. We've got to embrace the new wine and the new wine schemes.
Mm.
You know, especially the younger generation that's coming up, they always do things more radically than what we do. You know, the music is more of this, and there's lights and smoke and all these things we have to contend with. Well, if that's going to be the bait to catch the sinner, then we need to go with it to a certain degree without compromising the doctrine, you know.
Mm.
And then the Lord says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth.
Mm.
That's powerful. Think about it. God can, I learned how they catch monkeys, is that they cut a pumpkin, a hole in a pumpkin, just enough for the monkey's hand to fit in. And then when a monkey grabs the pumpkin, it doesn't want to let it go.
Yeah.
A monkey, that's what it is. So when it pulls the fist, now the hole is too small for the hand to come through. So it says, I don't want to let go of what I've got. And yet we do that sometimes. The devil baits us. We hold on to the past and God says, let go. I've got something bigger and better, more nourishing, more profound, more promises. Your possessions are always getting bigger and of an increase. And we have to let go by faith the past and take it by future. And then God says he'll open the wilderness, there'll be rivers in the desert, there'll be new things. I don't know if that all makes sense.
Yeah.
If I didn't mention anything enough there, but maybe Pastor Bongani, you got something on Isaiah 43 that you could expand even more in that sense. Yeah.
No, Prophet, you have said it all, you know. You have said it all, and I was listening to you earlier on as well, basically talking about stretching out to reach forward. But the fact is that I can't stretch out to reach forward when my other hand is holding on to the past. So for as long as I'm holding on to the past, when I'm trying to reach out and stretch out to grab the next thing or to grab, you know, it's like when you on the what's that thing called the monkey thingy that the kids play, the jungle gym at preschool. You have to always move your hand forward.
Yes,
so sometimes when you're trying to move forward and you're holding on this side, there's no way you can reach to the next pole. So what I'm hearing, what God is saying to us is that, you know, we need to stretch out to reach forward, but we've got to let go in order to reach.
Exactly.
We've got to let go in order to reach for that which He has in store for us, in front of us. I had God and I had Him very well.
So
I was getting excited as you were ministering, because yesterday at Bible study, I was actually teaching on forgiving others. And there you are touching on that some of the things that are delaying us is that we're holding on to the past hurts, the past disappointments, the past mishaps, even, you know, getting to a point where we forgive ourselves, you know, where we forgive ourselves for the mistakes that we have done that has caused us probably the pain that we might be experiencing at such a time as this. Because until or unless we forgive as He has forgiven us, guess what? As you have said it, the tormentors. I mean, Jesus shares this parable in Matthew 28 about this guy who was forgiven You know, the New Living Bible says more than 10 million US dollars. Mm. But this guy is unable to forgive $20, you know.
Yeah.
And when the master discovered that, you know what, I've forgiven you of more than 10 million US dollars and you can't forgive somebody for 20. And then not only was he sent to prison, not only was he forced, but tormentors tormented him to a point where he paid. So really, we need to let go and let God. We need to let go of the past and also learn to forgive people. Learn to forgive as he has forgiven us. I mean, he gives us an example on how we ought to forgive as his children. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm actually excited. It's so exciting that, you know what, you God gives you a word and then somebody comes and confirms it like that. It's so wonderful. Lindy, before I give the prophet, just to pray for
I
us
think
because
you can go ahead. I'm looking at the time. So much to say, but I'm my heart is rejoicing right now of the word that, you know, we have received from the prophet. Indeed, it's a timely word for us.
I tell you.
So forward I go.
Amen. Prophet, I would like for you to pray for us and pray for our listeners, you know, that are going through a lot because of their past hurts, past failures, you know, just to let go. And also, you know, for them to let go and let God. You know, sometimes they feel aggrieved.
Yeah.
They feel it's a right thing to hold on to this. Yes, I was hurt. Yes, this person must pay and all of those things instead of allowing God to be God in their lives. May you pray for us. May you pray for them to let go and let it go. Let them rob you. It's okay. And move on. Just for that courage, Prophet. If you could
Father, pray. I just bring your children before you. And Father, I know some of us have had horrible things happen to us, especially over these last 2 years of death of a loved one, death of a friend, death of a family member. And Father, that must be the hardest thing to let go of. Some probably lost their jobs. Their businesses have died. Oh gosh, relationships have died. There's been deaths and suicides and divorces and destruction all around us, Father. But Father, if we hold on to that, Lord, it's not going to be good for us. We have to move forward and we have to trust you to heal us. We have to trust you, Father, to mend those damaged and do damage control, as they say, in the workforce. And Father, I just pray for those that might not even be aware that they're holding on to past things. Oh gosh, we have things in our houses that we stored up and we hold on to, Father, and we hoard up and actually becomes a weight to us because we can't do new things, Father, because we think if I hold on to the old things, I'm going to forget whatever. And I know there's a balance between the two, Father. And Lord, you can't fill our lives if we don't empty them of the past. You can't fill our lives up with the future, with your presence, your glory, and your anointing of what you have. And your word really says, Lord, that the glory of the latter house, our later life, will be far better than what we started out with. But Father, we can't carry the baggage of the past. Lord, we don't drive in steamships anymore. Lord, we don't use overhead projectors anymore. Father, we don't use dial telephones anymore. And Father, we don't have that mindset in other areas of our life to hold on to things that will actually are slowing us down. Mindsets and concepts, Father. And Lord, if there's anyone that is done with a certain lie of the devil that says, I have to still do it this way, I've still got to dress this way, I've still got to walk this way, I don't know, Father, help us, Father, because you want us to increase. You, in the scripture that Pastor Bongani gave us, you want to do new things. He said, behold, now do new things, Father. I want to do new things, Lord. I want to break rivers in the desert. I want to blossom your life where it is barren. I want to cause a springing forth. And Lord, that is always when something springs forth, we have to run with it, Father. We can't just lay hold of it. And Lord, is that sometimes we need to reinvent ourselves, Lord, in a sense. You did that over and over in the scriptures. You're a God who moves, Father. In fact, you're always moving quite fast. And we have to keep up with you. And even like you said to the prophet, how can you run with horses if you can't even run with men? How are you going to handle the floods of Jordan if you can't handle when I pour out my spirit out with you? But Father, help us. I ask you to help us break through and break forth and go forward in faith, hope, and love so that we can be a blessing to others, Father, to fulfill your plans and purposes on the earth. Lord, you even say in your word somewhere that we've got to keep abreast with the times. We have to keep abreast with new technology, new things. We can't be driving cars that are 100 years old. Lord, we've got to get the new cars. We're going to trust you for new appliances, practical stuff as well as spiritual stuff, so that we can get life going, moving, and the job done for the sake of the kingdom of God and our families too. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Prophet, thank you so very much, and we pray that God continue to enlarge your territory, bless you, and smile towards your direction. Thank you so very much for your time. God bless.
Thank you.
Lindy, that was awesome. I tell you, that was so beautiful. I trust that our listeners are helped. I trust that they are healed.
Yeah.
I get a sense of God has come to heal us and heal our listeners at such a time as this.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. That's what we had for today. May God continue to bless you and keep you and shine his face towards you. Just listen to the voice of God and listen to him, you know, and don't be a hearer only, but also be the doer of the word. Till next time, we love you so much. Gilmore is coming right now with the news, and after which Left Still, a powerful, powerful show. God bless. We love you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.